The Women's World Cup quarterfinals begin today. The Germans are defending champions as well as hosts, and they won all three of their group stage games. Among the eliminated teams are New Zealand, North Korea, and Colombia, all of which earned just 1 point, and Canada and Equatorial Guinea, which earned none.
In days of not so old, remember, you could always say that Norway, China, or the team here in the USA would win the Women's Cup for sure. The others would look on as form prevailed without surprise. But now those days are gone. The Germans drew the fans, of course. Brazil's been known to dance. But who'd have figured one team winning two would be from France?
The French team finished a strong second in Group A, and they've scored as many goals, 7, as host Germany and Brazil, both of which finished group play undefeated.
Old England started poorly, unless you're from Mexico. The two teams drew, but England won their next two games, and so the English meet the French today. Ah, shades of Agincourt. That's history, I know, and I should stick to sport.
Yes, you should. In what will be a less dramatic quarterfinal, if favored Germany has anything to say about it, the host team will meet Japan. The U.S. team had never lost a group stage match in any World Cup until Sweden beat them on Wednesday. As a result of finishing second to Sweden in Group C, the U.S. must play Brazil tomorrow, by which time U.S. coach Pia Sundhage must hope that her team will have gotten faster, or that the Brazilians will have gotten older, slower, and less imaginative.
In times like these, I wonder if I should depend on rhyme. It is, I fear, for U.S. fans, a scary sort of time. If Marta cannot be contained except by fouls and punches, Brazil, like Sweden, may prevail by scoring goals in bunches.
Even a small bunch might be sufficient against a U.S. team that could only manage one goal on Wednesday and 5 total against North Korea and Colombia, both of which have been eliminated. Sweden, meanwhile, will face Australia in tomorrow's other quarterfinal match.
Brazil has never won the cup. The Germans have won twice. If England or Australia won, it might be kind of nice. The Swedes can't be discounted, and Japan has played quite well. And if the U.S. should prevail, well, sure, that would be swell. In any case, the days are gone when just a couple teams could bear with valid confidence a country's soccer dreams.
The 4 teams that survive this weekend's matches will play in the semifinals on Wednesday. The championship will be decided in Frankfurt on Sunday, July 17th.